Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Barrick and cyanide, a testimony of the effects of Canadian mega mining in San Juan, Argentina. With over 90,000 square kilometers and just two important rivers, the Argentinian province of San Juan is literally a desert, except from the oasis that feeds on the water reservoir and channels from the mountain melting. These rivers are the San Juan and the Hachal rivers. In Hachal River, Canadian mining company Barrick Gold poured over 2 million liters of cyanide solution last September, an example of the risks worn by our neighbors' movement when at earliest 2000 this extractive mega project started to be strongly implemented. Another of the effects of the San Juan Desert are the mirage of job sources that the gold and silver mining would bring, especially with the fall of the international price of these minerals. The idea wasn't to oppose mining but extraction methods, but this is how they imposed it, and now we are paying the consequences, said René González, trader of Barreal Town with 4,000 inhabitants and member of the mining resistance movement that today is immobilized. René said that Barrick Gold workers are seasonal and that when they are hired they have to give up their labor rights. The extractive project has been operating for 8 years and the municipal government receives a monthly payment that has allowed it to build more highly resistant roads. These are mining roads to transport minerals, not to the benefit of population of these isolated departments of San Juan, said René. Meanwhile, the Buenos Aires judiciary requested experts of the Argentinian Water Institute to obtain samples from the Hachal River in San Juan by the Barrick Gold Company in Veladero mine. The pouring of the toxic solution is confirmed. Now the judiciary is looking to determine the responsibilities and its possible consequences. To take the samples, it is necessary to enter Barrick Gold lands. If the Canadian mining refuses to do so, a warrant is necessary to take the samples at 4,000 meters high, where the river source are near the area of the spill.